Most of the activity took place in the paddock down behind the town here, where Rainbow Power is now, where it wasn't then, where the swimming pool is now, where the caravan park is now, where everything down that way is now, wasn't then. It was just paddock with a creek running through the middle of it.
It was really magical because it was early days and people had all these totally incredible dwellings with woven grass and just sort of like totally magical little setup.
People were building out of bamboo, thatching with grass that they cut locally.
Some of the students were engineering students. They built stuff. Some of the guys built some tension bamboo bridges across the creek. The dome, geodesic domes, Buckminster Fuller, that was very contemporary.
The yoga group, we slept in our geodesic dome, open to the weather. So if it rained or, you know, it was cold, well, we just, it didn't affect us. So I think it was very, very mellow.
I came over with a tribe from Mullumbimby several weeks before the festival started, and we actually camped on land called the Magic Circle and had a big fire in the centre of it. We constructed various dwellings, and slowly, slowly, all our friends arrived and it filled up to be quite a sort of a tribal area.
It felt like a community that just came up. And
the fire was everything, really, and I remember finding it very difficult to leave the fire to go to my tent because it was sort of magnetic and warm and some wonderful music and storytelling and food and just coming together. Some of my nicest memories of the festival are around that fire.
It was very medieval in flavour. I remember thinking that, looking down past the pub to this world of mist and smoke and 100 little fires glittering all through it and music and laughter coming out of it all, that you couldn't actually see anything in there apart from the glinting of the fires.